Listen up, athletes. This story is about the kind of endurance we do not see at the start line. The author survived a severe traumatic crash and spent the first week in the shock trauma intensive care unit, where more than 20 surgeries were performed to repair their injuries. During that time, they drifted in and out of consciousness, unable to open their eyes because of severe facial and skull swelling. Despite the danger, they felt calm and painless, and they remember holding their mother's hand and hearing their sister's voice. When the swelling reduced enough for them to open their eyes, they realized the extent of their injuries. Damage to the leg, right arm and hand, a neck brace, a wired shut mouth, and a breathing tube. The Memorial Hermann Hospital staff provided frequent care, and the author describes them as amazing. A key moment comes when an orthopedic team arrives. The author, worried about running again, asks if they will be able to run. The first team jokes that they are the ortho for your eyes, not the leg team. The author had only been using the left eye because the right eyelid was damaged and could not close properly. Using both eyes caused double vision and nausea. Later, the leg orthopedic team arrives and confirms that the author will be able to run again, but not soon. The doctor says to expect at least a year and a half before running is possible, and notes that the author was lucky to be taken to Memorial Hermann, a level 1 trauma center, where they were airlifted. The doctor explains that at another facility, the author might have lost the leg. Before being able to open their eyes, the author also had a spiritual experience, likely influenced by ketamine. As a Catholic with devotion to their guardian angel and the Virgin Mary, they describe an encounter with a handsome, charming man who appeared in an unreal setting. He greeted them casually and offered to make this all go away and give them anything they wanted. The author sensed that something was wrong, remembered being in the hospital, and refused the offer. When the man became threatening, with pitch black eyes and raised hands, the author backed away and prayed the Hail Mary. A golden veil appeared, separating them from the entity and making them feel safe, like a baby in its mother's womb. The author then sensed the presence of the Virgin Mary to their right. The malevolent figure disappeared, and the author returned to a peaceful state. As the medication wore off, pain returned. The nurses monitored the author closely and adjusted medications as needed. The pain came in waves across different parts of the body, and relief arrived every 6 hours with pain medication. Over months, the 6-hour intervals became more tolerable. The author stayed positive, though some days were harder than others. Family and friends played a major role in the recovery. Their visits lifted the author's spirit, and on difficult days, seeing familiar faces could make the pain feel less overwhelming. The spiritual encounter also became a source of strength. On the hardest days, the author recalled the Golden Veil and the Virgin Mary, which helped them keep going. The central message is one of resilience, gratitude, and perseverance. The author knew the road ahead would be long, but focused on being alive and improving. They took recovery one day and one small victory at a time, holding on to the hope that they would run again. The author confirms that they are now running again and has been documenting the recovery journey, using it as a way to track progress, reflect on healing, and encourage others facing similar challenges. The narrative also emphasizes the importance of medical care, faith, and community support. The author credits the hospital staff, family, friends, and spiritual experience for helping them endure the injury and rehabilitation process. The story ends with the author moving from the intensive care unit to an acute care unit and then to a skilled nursing facility, where formal rehab begins, setting up the next part of the recovery journey.